Seriously.
You know, Danny, I'm sitting here scratching my head.
No, I think you're scratching your agent's head.
That's a leading exclamation point.
Yeah. But every time I see the clips and, you know, and these shows that pop up saying, oh, you know, 70s exclamation point, you look terrified in a lot of those clips. You know, you're being bussed around Europe and every other place, and you think, look, I wanted to be a success, but not quite this big a success. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always fair. I mean, I started really as an actor, and yeah. I mean, I played in rock and roll bands when I was in high school and, you know, as a teenager, and a lot of the early influences in my life, as for all of us that grew up in the late 60s that were listening to music and part of that culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I saw Hendrix 5 times and
saw
Clapton and Cream and B.B. King and
Here's a fact, and I don't know if this means anything to you, but when, you know, Hendrix supported over here, he supported the Monkees when they came on their big tour.
Yeah, no, I know. In fact, I saw a show where he opened for the Mamas and Papas back in 66 or 7. And, I mean, he was just trying to crack it, and people now, you know, view him as this sort of demigod legend. But, you know, he played all over L.A. for a long time. A lot of great acts did. And, anyway, I had a lot of influences like that, and I became an actor. I went and worked with a theater company. I went back and did a Broadway show, and then you know, it just was really fate that
Looking at the title then and now of the CD, was there a period that most big acts tend to go through where you're absolutely sick of your own hits and you do the whole thing, I'm not going to, you know, I couldn't play them one more time, and then you get a bit older and you think, they're great songs, actually.
Yeah.
I was wrong, yeah?
Yeah, well, I think in my case it's a little different. I was never sick of them. I just wanted to do something else, and I knew that I had taken that whole experience.
Seriously,
you know,
Gavin, you're talking to us. There must have been a period you were sick of them. There must be one of the songs, but no, I can't. That's my way. I can't do that one more time. I mean, as I say, you come through that at the other side.
No, honest to God, I really, really and truly, because I was also an actor, and I went back and I didn't, you know, flog these songs for 30 years. I hadn't
seen
them.
No.
You know, this is my first concert tour, really, in the last year. I hadn't done one for 10, and I hadn't been here in the UK for 15, so it's not like I've been all over the world. I mean, I've been working on the theater and Broadway and movies and TV and everything else. So, no, I never really got sick of it. I never was bitter about it. I just wanted to do something else. And I think I wanted the world to view me sort of as something else other than that squeaky clean guy in really bad crushed velvet.
Partridge Family.
That's as hip as you can get now.
Gosh.
That's as hip as you can get
crushed
velvet.
Very cool.
So what do you want?
Me and me in the 80s.
Would that
preempt...
Yeah. But what do you... Just without giving anything...
Sex Pistols and David Cassidy together, yeah?
No, no, but you know, I toured with the Sex Pistols as a journalist. And I used to tour with the Sex Pistols. And they used to play music hall songs. You weren't that far away from it. Not that, you know... That some
really?
Yeah, oh yeah.